So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome to Business Growth Fuel. My name's Dan Latto, and I'm running incredibly late. I'm 20 minutes late today, which is really not good. So if you're listening to this on the replay, clearly I'm not late, I'm on time. If you're watching this live, my apologies, we're 20 minutes behind. I was at the vet's with the dog. What vet takes an hour and a half for just a checkup appointment? Well, we live in Spain, and not everything kind of goes to plan, but that's just life. But anyway, we're late, but we're here. And in this session, I want to go through with you some of the reasons why you should be in business. Because I hear people in business, and I'm like, why are you in business? And they come out with all sorts of crazy reasons, none of which kind of make sense. And I thought, you know what, let's just get this down so that people can understand why they're in business. And I wanted to put my own unique take on it as well. So I made a list. It's on Notepad. If you see me looking down, it's because I'm looking at the laptop, which is just down here. But number one, then, it's an obvious one, but it's the bit that kind of people get wrong. So the number one reason to be in business is because you want to make some money, right? Everybody knows that. Why are you in business? I want to make a lot of money. Great. So how much money have you made? None. Well, hang on a minute. How's that supposed to work? Why is my voice so squeaky today? But it's true, isn't it? Why? What do you mean you're not making any money? Well, I'm growing my business. Okay. Have you ever made any money? No. But when I grow my business, that's when I make money. Yeah, but you haven't made any money yet. No. But it just doesn't compute. What the heck are you doing? You need to be making money. If you want to make money, why do you go into business? Well, I want to make money. Well, you're not making money. So make some goddamn money. So we just made a decision on our digital marketing business to actually slow it down a little bit and to just retract a little bit. We were building up another team, yet another team. And actually, we decided to not put another team in place and actually just ride the wave for the next few months and just see what happens. We've got all this goodwill going out. We've got all this marketing going out. Putting a lot of stuff out for our clients. We noticed one of our estate agent clients, they just got a new lead come through from a piece of their marketing on Instagram, which is really cool. And it's great for us because we can see that. And it's very tempting to buy in effectively another team. But in buying in another team, it reduces our profitability, which is fine. But we want the profitability. That's the whole point of being in business. And then the secondary thing that does by not continually expanding and growth, because, you know, that's what we used to do. It's growth. It's crazy. Actually, how about we just slow it down a little bit and we just enjoy it for a little bit more. Enjoy the process, putting these things in place, solving these problems, instead of continually have to fight and get up early and work later and Gary V it effectively. I don't want to be Gary V. I don't want to be working 18-hour days and not seeing the kids and not seeing the wife and not just, you know, so what? The vet took an hour and a half. I've got that time available. It's mine to waste. Instead of, oh my gosh, I can fit 25 minutes in for the dog and 2 minutes in for the child and 1 minute for, I don't want to live my life like that. And you shouldn't either. But for a lot of people, they're going, revenue, I need to grow my income. And yet when we look at what the actual bottom line is, they're not making any goddamn money. And yet the whole point of people going into business is because they wanted to earn some goddamn money. Why did you go in business? I want to make some money. How much money have you made? Well, in 4 years' time, I'll make some money. Well, what are you living on right now? And how many hours are you working to live on nothing? I mean, you're not making any money. It doesn't make sense to me. So I get it. I totally get it. But if you want to get into business to make some money, then make some goddamn money. Next one then. Number two, I want to be rich. I want to be wealthy. Perfect. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Unless you're a lefty, socialist, you know, you look at North Korea and you think, yeah, that looks pretty good. There's nothing wrong with being a billionaire. There's nothing wrong with being a millionaire. There's nothing wrong with having £50,000 in your bank account. There's nothing wrong with any of those things. In fact, quite the opposite. But having 50 grand in your bank account means that if you hit an obstacle in the road, you can solve that. If one of your family members is ill and you need to throw some money at the problem, you can solve that. If you have a big unexpected bill, 4 boilers break down, it's 2.5 grand a boiler, 10 grand, not a problem. That's where you want to be. You don't want to be, you know, and I hear it all the time, well, I don't want to be rich, I just want to be comfortable. You will never, ever be comfortable if you're one of those people who says that because you spend more than you earn most people, you haven't got a budget, all this extra stuff. And I like Grant Cardone's view on this. I kind of disagree with some of it, but what he says is it's not the fact that you're spending too much. It's the problem is that you're not earning enough. And I totally get that, but mine's slightly different. You should be earning more money, but not at the expense of spending so much money. Every time you earn it, you spend it. You've got to start building up the gap between what you spend and what you earn, because that gap in the middle is what converts to wealth. And wealth is different than income. Making money is different than wealth. Making money is cash flow that comes into your account every month, every quarter, every year, every decade. Okay, that's not wealth. And I see it so many times. People get this little bit of information wrong, and they go out and they buy a Tesla Cybertruck because they're doing, you know, 10 grand a month. By the way, I can't tell you how close I am to putting 100 euros down on the Tesla Cybertruck. I know what it looks like. I know it looks like the biggest piece of junk ever. I know that it looks like some four-year-old drew the design on a piece of paper. I get all of that. That's why I want one. 30 grand, are you kidding me? Maybe 40. That's crazy. It's not even out for 2 years. Buy it cash. But, I mean, let's not even get on to depreciating assets, by the way. But this is the thing that people get wrong. They're going out and buying Audi TTs, nice BMWs, Porsche Cayennes, whatever. And I get that. But they're using cash flow, not wealth. And so they have to go out. And good morning, Richard. Hope you're well. They have to go out and they have to earn this money in order to pay for these things, which is fine. But what happens when that money that's coming in starts to turn into a trickle or even stops? Now we've got these assets. Sorry, we've got these liabilities. There we go. We've got these liabilities that are costing them money every single month. Now they haven't got the income to cover it. Right. So income is different than wealth. That's income, money coming in each month, but it could dry up. Wealth is like property, you know, and don't get me wrong. You know, we just rented a property from 550. We put it up at 595. We could have put it up for 650. And you might say, yeah, but that property might be empty. Not when you're 50 or 100 or 200. You're not going to have all 200 properties. And if you are, two things happen. First of all, you would never get to the stage where you've got 200 properties because you're too incompetent to get there. Number one. And number two, it never happens. It's almost like a theoretical impossibility for you to actually get yourself into that situation once you've got to 200 properties. But the money keeps coming in regardless. You can even be a really bad landlord and the money still keeps coming in. But if you've got, you know, £500,000 in a pension or in an ISA or in stocks and shares, that money keeps coming in. It doesn't matter what you do, the money keeps flowing, right? That's wealth. The other one is relying on you to earn money from a job or earn money from a business. Now, the question then, let's answer this question because this is really important, is the business wealth or is that income? And well, the answer is both. Okay. The wealth is you could sell that business on and you could transfer that into stocks and shares and that kind of thing. The income is the cash flow. Okay. Now, you need to understand that. But there's a higher risk in investing in your own business. I mean, there's still a risk if you invest in Tesco's, but it's not your risk to take because you're not the one making decisions. But you could make a decision that's a bad decision on your own business and ruin the whole thing. Okay, so you just got to be careful of that. But the, you know, for me, the whole point of being in business was to build wealth. That is it. And so the pathway that has to follow on this is you generate some cash. Okay. You make some money. And again, I like Grant Cardone's idea on this. You make some money, you spend that money, right? And this is why people get it wrong. They make some money, they buy a Tesla Cybertruck or a big screen TV or a very nice holiday. That's not what you should be spending your money on. You should be making money and you spend your money on stocks and shares, property, gold. I don't like gold, it doesn't generate cash flow, but it's an asset, okay? Stamps, black penny stamps, whatever, right? Even that doesn't generate cash flow. I like cash flow generating assets because I live on a month-to-month basis. And if I buy gold, I can't eat gold and I can't get cash flow off it. But if I buy stocks and shares, the money that I get from stocks and shares can buy food, right? So that's why you want to be doing that. But the whole flow of this is that you generate cash from your business and you turn that cash into assets that then generate more cash flow forever. You've got £100,000 in stocks and shares and you're getting 6% on average on the FTSE for the next 20 years. You've got £6,000 a month, six grand a year, every year for the next 20 years, 100 years, You can put it into a trust and pass it down to your kids. That's why we're creating wealth. You can't do that on income. If you've got a job that pays £250,000 a year, first of all, it's very tax inefficient. You don't get advantage of pre-tax pound investing, which I'll explain in another session. You don't get to decide when you pay tax either. It's pay as you earn, you're paying tax. So you're coming out with half that. I've been there when I was with Dale. You know, I did £16,000 one month and 8,000 of that went in tax. I was like, oh my gosh, if I earn 16 grand in this month, it's completely different. First of all, we pay it on a tax return. And then I can invest some of that money into assets or into more computers or whatever, right? Marketing. Like, there's all sorts of things you can do with that. But the flow of money is that you generate cash on your business. And then once you've generated that cash on your business, you move that cash into assets that keep on paying you every single month for the rest of your life. That is basically it. That is why you should be in business. But there's a third reason that's very important. Let me just grab a quick coffee. Okay, the third reason that's really important is you want to help your community. You want to help your fellow man or woman. You want to help your fellow workers. So, for example, in my business, now we employ people all around the world. And when we first started the business, I didn't make any money on the business at all. I made zero money, okay? And by the way, point number one, you're in it to make some money. You're not making any money. But we had some stuff to get it set up for the first couple of months, and that was fine. Then we started making some money. But then what happens is you're looking at, excuse me, the people that you're employing, and you're looking at those people, and you're like, so we've got a saying here, and the saying is it ecological? And when we do goal setting, we have to ensure that our goals are ecological. What we mean by this is it good for me? Is it good for you? Is it good for them? Is it good for the community? Is it good for the planet? Five things. Me, you, them, community, planet. If the answer is yes to all five of those things, then we should go with that. If the answer is no to one of those things, let's say, you know, we could have a debt collection agency, for example. Well, is that good for the community? What do you think? But it could be. You could go out and wipe out 75% of people's debts and just get them to pay 25% of their debts and still be profitable on that, possibly. Okay, so maybe. But generally, you know, bear in mind, you know, I thought about creating a debt collection agency and just being an absolute bastard, because what the heck, why not? But it's not, it doesn't fit that five criteria. Good for me, good for you, good for them, good for the community, good for planet. You know, there's no good coming in there. If you're going out and buying people's debt and then wiping it out, is that actually good for them anyway? Because what lessons have they learned if they get themselves into debt and then they can't get out of debt? There's no lessons to be learned in that. So when we're looking at growing a business, and this is one of the reasons to grow the business, but it kind of goes against point number one. If we brought on an extra team, I'm in this to make money that then goes into assets, right? But I'm also in it for helping other people to get what they want. But my primary goal is for me to make money to move into wealth. My third goal is to help the community. And me helping the community cannot go against me making money. And you might go, well, Dan, that's really selfish. And it's not, for the following reasons. And the following reasons are why you should be wealthy beyond your wildest dreams. The following reasons are why you should be having multi-millions of pounds a month going into your bank account every single month. And the reason is this. If I'm a poor person and I have to work at McDonald's on £7.82 an hour, whatever I'm on, and I'm struggling to, you know, I live in a bedsit or in a shared house, and how many people do you think I can actually help? Not many, right? Now, put it this way. If I've got £100,000 a month going into my bank account, how many people can I now help? My whole thing changes. My whole reason for being changes. You know, we've gone out and we've raised money, okay? So we didn't use my money. We used a little bit, but we raised money to buy backpacks for homeless people, and then we went out and distributed them, okay? Not using my money, but using my time and ingenuity or marketing prowess or whatever you want to call it. We created those, and we were, you know, is that ecological? Good for me, good for you, good for them, good for the community, good for the planet. Absolutely. Now you're helping people. But you're not giving free handouts. Well, technically they are free handouts, but you're not giving them something for nothing in that, you know, and it's a house and we're paying off all the debts and we can go get back into debt. We're just trying to make life a bit more tolerable for people. But this is a really good example. So the reason why you should be making a lot of money in your business is that you can go out and help a lot more people. And then the other side of this is that you're not now working inside your business on a day in, day out basis. you're working inside your business, but you're working on the business with a top-down view and telling this person to do this and that person to do that, and you go over there and do this, and can you create this image, and we'll raise some money for homeless again. And so you're getting team members now active in what you want to do to go out and be good for the community. Now you try doing that working in McDonald's, working 60-hour weeks with no money, having to cycle to and from work. We watched the Deliveroo cyclist in Birmingham two weekends ago. And I was like, what a crap job that is. It's freezing cold. You're going to get knocked down. You're going to get mugged. People are stealing your food. What a nightmare. How many people can that guy actually help? Whereas if he was doing 100 grand a year, and he goes, I'm not going to do that. I am going to do that, but I'm going to go out and distribute backpacks for homeless people on my Deliveroo bike. Much better. It can help so many more people. This is why you should be wealthy. It's because you can help so many more people if you're wealthy. I'll give you an example. I saw Simon Cowell, and someone had done a caricature. He had a big nose and a big chin and a big forehead, you know, like he does. And his pants were all wet, you know, his trousers were way up as well. And he just wrote on the thing, 35 grand. And it was a charity event. It just went up, 35 grand. It was a homeless charity event, whatever it was. It's irrelevant. It just went up. Yeah, 35 grand. There you go. It put 35 grand into a charity. That was it. It was a piece of shit artwork. It wasn't even very good. But that's what money allows you to do. Oh, no, you shouldn't have money. Oh, no, no, no. That won't get you into heaven. Or what is that saying? The eye of a camel, eye of a needle, a man and a camel. Anyway, I don't know. Let's have a look. Rich is asking, how long can you expect a new business to turn a profit? Well, that's a good question, actually. I was just talking to my wife about the very same thing. So restaurants take on average 3 years to turn a profit. Now, the reason why that happens is that they've got £100,000-£200,000 setup fees. And so to get a return, an actual return, so let's say they're making £1,000 a week profit on that, okay? So it takes them £200,000, making £1,000 a week. After about, 200 weeks, now they're starting to make a profit, okay? So it depends on what it is. However, the business can still be profitable, and this is where, you know, you've got this capital loan, effectively 200 grand goes into a business, but that loan might cost 5 grand a month, okay? But the business is doing, let's say, two grand a week profit. Now the business is actually making £3,000 and it's still servicing the 5 grand loan. So it's important to understand where you are, how much money you've got going in, and what the cash flow is. But that's number one, okay? I'll give you another example, another big business, Tesla. We're talking about Tesla Cybertrucks. Richard, could you imagine me turning up at basketball in a Tesla Cybertruck? I saw this thing on the BBC, and we're going, oh, a couple of years ago, oh, Tesla's not making any money. In fact, look, they've got a £60 million loss. Ooh, they're not doing very well. They're going to go under. And I'm like, are you stupid? I know you're the BBC, and you know how I feel about the BBC. I don't like them at all. They need to be disbanded and broken up. But I'm like, are you too stupid to understand that you've got these massive setup fees on creating electric cars, all electric cars? Who else is doing this like Tesla? Nobody. And what, now you're having to go in because he's not made a profit and he's got all this R&D and research? And, you know, SpaceX didn't make a profit for years. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if it's in profit now. But they're big businesses, okay? On a small business, I should think that everything you do should be almost profitable. Almost everything. We call this the peanut principle, okay? It's like you put a small peanut in and you get two peanuts out. And you spend a peanut and you keep the peanut in, and then another month you get another three peanuts in. And then you got four peanuts and you put all four peanuts in, and then the next month you get six peanuts. And so you leave five peanuts in. So this is how it goes. And so there has to be this balance between how much money is going out on expenditure, marketing and supplies and all of that kind of thing. And don't forget, you've got fixed costs and you've got variable costs. So do you know what your fixed costs is? In order for me to open the doors on my digital marketing business, on my spreadsheet, I've got a list of fixed costs. I've got a list of how much the staff's going to cost me as a fixed basis, light, heat, electricity, running the stuff, you know, all the subscriptions for all the software that we've got. I know how much money I need to make before we make a profit. And I've also got this on my properties as well. And then you've got variable costs. I don't know, is a boiler going to blow up this week? Is a heater going to fail? Does new carpets need to go in? Whatever. These are variable costs. But you need to know to the penny how much that's going to be. So if it's £100 a week, £100 a month, £1,000 a month, you need to know, is it £8,423 a month? And your product's £834, so now you've got to sell 11 products. I need you to know what those numbers are. When you know what those numbers are, now you're a businessman. All right. And so this is the bit that people are getting wrong. People don't act like a businessman. They act like their business is a hobby. Let me grab a quick drink. It's a very ranty rant today, isn't it? This is really important, though. People are running their business like it's a hobby. Should I go to the gym today? Oh, I don't know. Should I play basketball today? Oh, should I go sailing? Oh, no, a bit of Netflix. That's crazy. Why would you want, like I said to people, you wouldn't run a business like that. And yet that's exactly how people are running a business. You don't think Richard Branson wakes up and goes, oh, shall I buy a yacht today and start Virgin Yachts? Shall I do that today? You don't get Alan Sugar with his Amstrad CPC 464. I know, shall I create a computer today with a tape deck? Yeah, let's do that. Let's go ahead and do that. That shit just doesn't work. It just doesn't go down like that. He has R&D and development and spreadsheets and whiteboards, and he goes, okay, in Q3 of 2 years' time, we're going to release this product. Like, Elon's a little bit different because he does get an idea, and next week it's released, and then there's always, you know, The truck's coming out in 2021 and the tri-drive is coming out in 2022. You know that's not true. You know it's 2024, 2025. It's Elon. It's just what he does. But for most people, you should be knowing what your numbers are. Every little thing, you should be knowing that, okay, in December, everybody winds down. So let's create a whole bunch of content so that when we get going in January and everyone's got New Year, you know, New Year, New Me, let's create all this extra stuff, okay? So December's quiet, great, not going to make any money there. Let's start creating all this content, then we can start pushing it out ready for January. That's what we do. And actually, in September next year, when people are thinking about, or even before September, August or July, when people think about learning a language, before we get to language school, you want to be creating enough content so you've got content ready to go out there so that those people who are thinking about it at school will come to you instead. Okay, but you've got to pre-plan all of this. Okay, number four, that was, believe that or not, you want to help other people. But you can't help other people until you help yourself. Backed up, is it right for you to earn 10 grand a month? Absolutely. How many more people can you help? And if you've got a business that generates cash flow that you can put into assets, and the assets then generate more money, so you never have to worry about your business, you can turn that business into a free enterprise. We turned our property sourcing training, we give it away for free now. Last week, I think we had 135 people sign up for that training last week. That was a £500 training, okay? And we give it away for free. So now how many people can we impact because we're helping that many more people? Okay, Rich's got another question. We'll grab a quick drink. So the question is, any tips on holding your nerve when things are still small? So yes. Obviously, yes, it's me. Okay, a couple of things. Number one, you need to have some goals lined up. So we do goal setting, 15 years, 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, 18 months, 12 months, 6 months, 3 months, and 1 month. Anything less than a month is a task, not a goal. Okay, that's the first bit. So you've got to get your goal setting. Then when you're implementing, you should have milestones along the way. So let me talk about my weight loss, which I'm very proud of, as you know. So I've got, I'm just waiting for Google Sheets. There we go. Let me just get to health. I've got a health flow forecast cast because it's not a cash flow forecast, it's health. So on the 1st of November, I should have been 75 kilos. And actually I hit that. So that's good. The 1st of December, I should be 73 kilos. And technically, I hit that, but I put a little bit back on, 73 and a half. And by the 25th of December, I should be 70 kilos. That, by the way, gets me sub 20% body fat, which I'm not right now. And my target is 10% body fat. Christ knows why. Dreams of a six-pack again at age 50. But they are my milestones. Okay, so you've got goals and you've got milestones. And milestones are things that tell you if you're on path. So like, for example, and I don't know numbers here, so I'm going to make numbers up. So let's say that you want to be earning £100 a month. Great. Let's get that going by the end of December, let's say. And then in January, let's increase that to £300 a month. And then in February, let's go five. What's after February? March, let's go seven. April, let's go 1,000. Doesn't have to be in any particular increments, just what you're comfortable with. These are milestones along the way. Okay. And if you've got these milestones and you're ticking them off, you can tell by the end of November, how much money have I got? Shit. Well, I've only done £63. Now, that's going to do one of two things. One, it might make you depressed, in which case, good, because now you need to double your effort, okay? Because you got some result from it, but you didn't quite get the result you want, so now you've got to double your effort. So what is that? Is that a problem on marketing and getting enough people into the funnel? Or have you got enough people on the funnel because 100 people came through and only two people bought a £32 product, so you're 2% sales. So actually, is it a conversion problem? If you can get that to 10%, and it's a £32 product, and now 10 people buy it at that, that's £320. Now, that's a milestone along the way that allows you to get in context an idea of what's actually going on. Does that make sense? You have to have an idea in context. So I put little notes next to my health. So here we go, this one here. Big weekend in Birmingham and ate loads of shit over the weekend. Went to Southampton for 5 days to loads of crap food. I had a client out, basically bad all week. Started on one meal a day. Weight seems to be dropping off the waistline. Started with a physical trainer. So when I look back, I can actually put those results into context as to what worked and when and why it didn't. And so you should document this somewhere. For me, it's all on my spreadsheets. And I've got cash flow forecasts for what the business is supposed to do, what the property is supposed to do, where the spare money, where that's supposed to go, is that paying down mortgages, is it buying properties, is it buying other types of assets, because I'm a little bit very property heavy, it makes me uncomfortable. So how do we move all that around? What are the things there? And so this is really about planning. This is business growth. It's about planning. Your business growth will come from your ability or inability to plan on that. And so if you're small, and this is one of the things, by the way, if you're small and you haven't sold anything yet, or you've not sold a huge amount, you're still questioning whether you can actually sell this thing, right? So one of the very first things you should be doing is asking yourself, can I sell this stuff? And if the answer is yes, then brilliant. Then that will help your confidence. And then you just need to do more of it. But now you need to analyze, what is it that enabled you to sell that stuff? If the answer is no, and you're not selling anything, you need to find the combination lock to get in sales. And that could be more traffic. And then when you're getting traffic, then you can analyze what's selling. It's either selling or it's not. And if it's not, well, you've got a conversion problem. Okay? There's only four parts to a business: attraction, conversion, delivery, and accountability. That's it. Attraction, conversion, deliverability, and accountability. So you've got to start putting all of these things in place, which is just saying easy on the mince pies, and which is really interesting because I can't eat mince pies because I think it's mince meat, and I know it's not mince meat. They should just call them jam pies. I don't know. They should just call them something else than mince pies. Anyway, it doesn't matter what I eat as long as I eat once a day. How about that? So let me just go back to banners. This one here. Okay. Now, the final bit here, because we're going way over, but anyway, final bit here. Number four on reasons to be in business. Now, it's broken into six subsections, okay? This is about you fulfilling your needs. So according to Tony Robbins, and I pretty much agree with him on this, you've got six human needs, and they are significance. Does your business give you significance? Hell yes. Here I am going live. This will get uploaded to podcast, goes on to iTunes, goes on to Spotify, we then get thousands of downloads, then goes on to YouTube. We've had 1.2 million, is it views or minutes watched? 1.2 million minutes watched and nearly 500,000 views. That's phenomenal. So do I get significance? Yeah. Growth. Does running a business like this allow me to grow? Yeah, massively so. And then let's talk about growth for a second. So I'm having to now learn new stuff that I didn't learn before, and then we can share that onto our clients, which then leads me on to the next one, which is contribution. Do I get to contribute to other people? Well, we posted something in the mastermind group, and Jo Fox came in and said about the difference that the marketing's made in her business. Well, that's awesome. It makes me feel all warm and gooey inside, because we know that these are having an effect on people's lives. So that's contribution. It ties into number three, wanting to help your fellow people. Contribution, right? The next one is love. Do I get love from doing this? Kind of, actually. I definitely get love, but that could be confused with significance as well. Definitely two different types of things. I don't get love, but I get people who are very grateful, and they actually write in and they go, great podcast, awesome video, that's changed my life. I literally get those, which is really cool. And that's not love, but it's kind of on those pathways. Next one is variety. Do I get variety? Hell yeah. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. You've got whatever comes out of my mouth is as big a surprise as it is to me as it is to you. I have no idea. And literally before I went live, I wasn't even sure what I was going to talk about. Okay, so I definitely get variety. And then finally, do I get certainty? Well, I definitely get certainty. Going live three times a week, love that. Don't know who's going to come on, so I get variety. I can look at the cash flow forecast and I get a certain level of certainty there. I can look at the cash flow because we're on a subscription model. So I know the money comes in every month, so I get certainty from that. And I can build a business around that. Whereas if I had money and it just came in bits here and there and I didn't, you know, maybe zero this month and 10 grand next month, well, I can't build a business on that because I don't know what's going to come in the following month. It might be zero for the next 3 months and then 30 grand for the following 3 months. Can't build a business on that. So the business has to give you some level of certainty as well. But this is about you fulfilling some of your personal needs. So let me run through them again. Significance, growth, love, contribution, variety, and certainty. These are basically the only four things, all of it. You want to make money, you want to build wealth, you want to help your fellow people, and then those six personal needs. They're really the only reasons why you should be in business. And if that's still a bit confusing for you, just drop me a message and let me know. Other than that, we are done because we've gone way over. We will speak to you on Wednesday in the Property Cashflow Show. If you've got any questions there, come and speak to me. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you want to come and join in, come to daniellatto.co.uk/mastermind. We go live three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we'll speak to you on the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care, guys.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.